I don't know that I can accurately describe where we are in the world right now, what's happening financially with the imminent collapse of the Western financial system. But I'm going to try to put words to it. And I even have trouble getting my own head around this because I'm realizing that I have to start making plans to be completely out of business. And so do you, frankly. And here's why. Credit Suisse is, it has already failed internally. So Credit Suisse is, of course, the largest bank in Europe. Something like $1.3 trillion, maybe it's $1.4. It's a huge amount of deposits. The bank has collapsed. The share prices have also collapsed. It was down 60% just last week. And the last bailout attempt was the Saudis. And the Saudis just said, no, we're not going to dump any more money into Credit Suisse. They've already dumped enough, and most of that money is going to be lost. Credit Suisse, barring some miracle intervention, Credit Suisse is going to collapse. Now, you might say, well, why does that matter to us in America? Well, because, of course, there is a massive exposure to Credit Suisse across U.S. banks. Now, in the United States, as you know, last week we already had three bank failures, Silvergate, Silicon Valley Bank, and Signature Bank, Wokenature Bank, as we say, out of New York. Three bank failures. When Credit Suisse goes down, the contagion blowout effects to the U.S. banking system will be so catastrophic that this is going to be way bigger. The bailout that's coming will be way bigger than 2008. The subprime bailout, you know, that whole scenario involving what, Bear Stearns, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, everybody else, JP Morgan, that whole deal. And of course, Bear Stearns did not survive that, nor did a lot of other investment houses in the subprime mortgage debacle. Well, this is going to be at least an order of magnitude larger than that. So instead of single-digit trillions of exposure, we're looking at tens of trillions of exposure in terms of the wealth destruction, the deleveraging effects of what is about to happen. And it looks like this event is going to take us from the era of too big to fail, which is where governments can print money to bail out the banks, all the way to the whole new exciting era of too big to bail. Now, too big to bail means that the failure is so large that entire nations can't bail them out. Too big to bail means systemic collapse simply can't be averted by liquidity injection. Now, liquidity injection is what has been used. It was used just over the last few days to save the depositors of Silicon Valley Bank in particular. Massive liquidity injections of hundreds of billions of dollars. And that's what was used in 2008 to save the banks then. And notice, of course, nobody went to jail, right? All the crimes and fraud of the banking sector just were allowed to continue, which brings us to today, where the crime, the fraud, is so much larger that it's now too big to bail. So what happens when the government tries to bail out a systemic contagion failure that is too big to bail? Well, they print so much money to attempt the bailout that they drive the nation into hyperinflation. And that's what's going to happen. It's clear. There's no way that the Fed and the Treasury won't print the money. Oh, they're going to print the money. They're going to print whatever it takes. They're going to print day and night. And, you know, they're going to just keep adding zeros to the digital entries on their little Fed computers, like type in more zeros, you know, $1,000 trillion, whatever it takes, right? And they're going to inject all of this so-called money, not really, it's just fiat currency. They're going to inject this into the system. And then the death clock begins, because it's only a matter of time before this tsunami of new liquidity ripples throughout the system, causing massive inflation to the point ultimately of hyperinflation, where the dollars that people have in their banks become so worthless that it almost doesn't matter that you get bailed out. Like, oh, I'm about to lose $1 million in the bank. Well, good thing we're getting bailed out. And then you get the bailout, and then your $1 million becomes worth only $100,000, 90% loss, let's say, you know, just theoretically. But of course, under hyperinflation, that becomes 99.999% loss or something on that scale. You had $1 million, used to be able to buy a house. Now you have $1 million and you can buy a toaster. That kind of thing. That's where this is going. Or maybe a cup of coffee. Just look throughout the history of the world and you see this again and again and again. And just go look at Zimbabwe if you want an example. Again and again and again. Here we go. So now we have a pretty accurate picture of how this is going to play out. Pretty darn accurate. Credit Suisse is going to fail. Again, barring some major miraculous intervention, it's going to fail. Massive contagion risk. First of all, it just devastates Europe, which is already devastated because of the Nord Stream pipeline act of terrorism by the United States. Europe already devastated. It will be plunged into a financial dark ages. And then the contagion risk in the United States begins to take down large U.S. banks, not just small regional banks. I'm talking about banks at risk like Wells Fargo, even Bank of America, J.P. Morgan. Well, of course, the government can't allow those banks to fail. So, because those are considered what? Systemically important banks, SIBs, SIBs. So they have to bail out the SIBs with the feds. And then, so they just print money. They're going to print and print and print however many trillions it takes. So they'll create 5, 10 trillion overnight if they have to. And don't forget about the derivatives exposure risk, because these banks have placed insane bets on derivatives instruments that are highly leveraged to where we have about $300 trillion in derivatives exposure across U.S. banks. And that's actually an old number. It's probably much higher at this point. It's closer to a quadrillion, by the way. But whatever. You know, at some point, none of the numbers don't even matter, because none of it's going to get rescued anyway. I mean, it's all headed for collapse. But they'll print tens of trillions of dollars. They'll try to cover all the bets and cover all the losses and bail out all the bankers and make sure that no one is allowed to say anything against the banks. And then that will cause massive inflation later this year. You'll see massive inflation in groceries, you know, in automobiles, in services, in fuel, everything that you can imagine, massive inflation. And then the massive inflation will cause the Fed to freak out and say, oh, we got to raise interest rates even more, which they will do. So interest rates are going to go, the Fed rates are going to go to 5%, 6%, 7%, maybe. I mean, it's almost unthinkable right now. But I mean, it's going to go way above 5%. Could it hit 7? Could it hit 8? Could it hit 10? Yeah, potentially. And then as the Fed raises interest rates, of course, more banks will be underwater because they have invested customer deposits in low-yield, long-term mortgage-backed securities or government, you know, treasury bonds, for example, that are out of the money. In other words, unrealized losses on the books of the banks. And as customers demand their deposits, of course, more and more of those banks go under. And then as those banks go under, the feds have to print more money to bail them out, which feeds back into the inflation cycle. So that's where this is going. We're now in this cycle of doom. It is inescapable under the current woke lunatic leadership. Well, can't even call it leadership. The wokesters think that, I mean, they're incompetent, they're ignorant, and they're arrogant. So they think they know what they're doing. They think that they can print money forever and bail out everything forever, and that money printing doesn't matter. They believe that, just like they believe that men can have babies. and women have a penis. They actually believe that. I mean, that's how insane they are. The woke cult, it's a disease of the mind, and they are afflicted with this disease, and they run the financial institutions. You understand this? You can't separate the financial collapse from the disease of the woke cult. They are one and the same. And where they believe in fake biology, they believe in fake economics. You see, they believe in fake science. They believe in fake finance. They believe in massive money printing. And they don't think it will have consequences. Of course it has consequences. And we're about to see that. In fact, it has already begun. We are seeing it. It's going to get insane. That's where this is going. So the day is coming where even my own business will not be able to function. I know this in advance. I'm sharing this with you. The horrific realization that what we do, which is, you know, fundamentally, we provide analysis and content, but we also provide clean food for people. You know, we provide lab-tested, certified, organic, clean foods and superfoods and supplements, personal care products that are fragrance-free, you know, all of that. You know, we avoid GMOs and toxic chemicals, and, you know, we have the cleanest products in the world, and a lot of people depend on our clean foods and clean products. And I'm realizing there's going to be a day where healthrangerstore.com cannot function because the banking system has collapsed, where we can't take orders, we can't ship orders, can't pay for anything, can't pay vendors, can't pay for transportation, can't pay the carriers. But of course, when that day comes, you know, FedEx is out of business too. UPS is out of business. Your local grocery store is out of business. Every bank in America will be out of business on that same day. So, you know, I don't know what happens after that day, but I won't be alone in being out of business. The entire country will be collapsing at that point. But I do know that, again, barring some amazing intervention, that day is coming. And remember, I called all this, right? And so did others in alternative media. You know the people, like Gerald Celente and Peter Schiff and Gregory Manarino and others, and David Morgan, John Perez, just on and on. Alex Jones has talked about this for years as well. Steve Quayle has talked about this. Doug Hagman talked about it. We have known this is coming for a long time, and we've been warning people. And so the people that we reach have been informed in advance of what's happening. And so you probably had time to do things like, you know, load up on gold and silver if that's what you wanted to do, or load up on extra food supplies or whatever, ammunition, you know, firearms, emergency communications, satellite radios, whatever. If you had the funds, you had the time to get the things that you need. Well, the masses out there never knew about any of this because, you know, Jim Cramer on CNBC told them that everything was awesome. Just keep buying stocks. It's going to be great. All right? No one told them the truth, that the banking system, the collapse was inevitable. No one told them. So they haven't been pondering any of this until just now. All of a sudden now, they're realizing, oh my gosh, you mean banks can fail? Are you kidding me? What? No, they're all triggered. They can't believe it when reality strikes, right? So they're all freaking out. I think Gerald Celente says it best. When people have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And when they lose everything, they lose it. And that's exactly what's underway. That's where this goes. People will lose everything in terms of their money, finance, you know, bank deposits, what have you. They will lose everything. And then they will lose it. And when they lose it, you know what happens to society as we know it. Society collapses. The United States of America collapses. The government collapses. Even state governments collapse. The rule of law continues its collapse. And you end up in a Mad Max type of society where nothing functions. I mean, in some cities, we're almost there right now, where nothing functions, no one abides by the rule of law, chaos reigns, the police are neutered or just gone, they've fled and gone home, or they've been ordered not to intervene. And in some cities, it'll be, you know, Antifa mobs that just take over, radical left-wing Marxist mobs, and the cities will burn. And in other places, there'll be, you know, kinetic fights, firefights with AR-15s and long-range hunting rifles, you know, people shooting each other for food or to try to protect a small town against marauding zombies or whatever the case may be. This is going to degrade into a Mad Max scenario. And all the people, by the way, all the people who have been saying, no, that will never happen. Well, those are the same people who said the bank collapses wouldn't happen, right? Exactly the same people. Those are the same people who said that the vaccines were safe. Those are the same people who said that masks always work and you should get more boosters and you should lock down your children. And those are the same people who also say that a man can become a woman. I mean, come on. These people are insane. They're lunatics. And they believe in lunacy because it's socially acceptable. It's convenient in their social circles, but it's not rooted in reality. They will believe their delusions until the day they die, as we've already seen with the vaccine deaths. They will continue to believe their delusions. And they will take those delusions to their graves because they will have nothing. They won't survive. They won't make it. They have no preparedness. They have no mindset. They will just huddle in a corner, shell-shocked, shivering with trauma, crying to themselves until a marauding gang breaks into their room and shoots them or does some other horrible thing to them. And for some of these younger people, they'll probably end up huddling in a corner traumatized just when their mobile phone stops working. That's the most traumatic thing they've ever experienced, you know? Wait till they see what happens next. Yeah, exactly. So all we can do, folks, is be well prepared to survive this because it's now apparent the collapse is it's going to be total. It's going to be sudden. It's going to be violent. It's going to be it's going to take out Western civilization. And the United States of America will not survive this. That is absolutely clear. So prepare accordingly. Now, stay tuned. I've got a lot of interviews coming up with a lot of experts, like I said, Gregory Mannarino and Gerald Salenti. And we're coordinating with Peter Schiff as well, trying to get that nailed down. And we're going to bring you the best of the best in terms of financial analysis, David Morgan as well. And we'll have, Andy Shechtman back on. We're going to get Chris Olson on. This situation, you need expert analysis in order to navigate this and not get totally wiped out by it. So stay tuned. Watch my channel on Brightown.com. It's not a bad idea to stock up now from HealthRangerStore.com. Stock up on everything you might need for the next year. I don't know what's going to happen to the banking system. You know, stock up on your local groceries. Stock up on ammunition. Get ready. Get ready for a Mad Max scenario because that's where it looks like it's headed. All right, I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Get prepared. Take care.